Radio.
Nothing to watch on TV? That's why you're listening to Barrett Talk on DVRadio.net, WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I am the first dick in your ear, Boner Wood, so it's going to be a hard one tonight.
Oh, God damn it, Boner, that's just not even fair.
This is Barracks Talk.
This is Inside the Nut House, man.
We got Sergeant Wardog.
Oh, I just broke out of the rubber room, dog.
The Bacon Man himself, oink.
You are truly putting the D in the B when it comes to DV Radio.
Mr. Recoil.
I prefer to be referred to as Belly and Down.
And don't know where the fuck Google is.
I told you, it's my computer, it's not me.
That's exactly how I feel.
We probably had a few too many to drink, you know what I'm saying?
20 bucks.
Can I get a thimble full of Sweet Baby Ray's, please?
We don't have it.
Saturday's gonna be even more entertaining.
Illogical.
We still have the DV Radio store for those wondering. Shit's still there. You can buy shit.
Buying shit's good, okay?
Oh, we haven't even gotten there yet.
You fucking got me there already.
Love and military barracks talking around this motherfucker.
How's your back feeling after that penis reduction?
Oh.
You're tuned in to WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Because this is how it is on DV Radio.
That is how it is right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. It is June 17th, 2023. I'm Boner Wood. Tonight, we got the normie guys up in here. I mean, as normal as we can fucking be in a dysfunctional veteran chat room that's doing a show live on Saturday night. And I guess I'll introduce them. I don't know how this shit works. I'm new to this. Sorry. just playing. From Alaska, he got paid to move up there. Then the state was like, "We taking half of your shit, motherfucker." It's only.
Yeah, they did too, fuckers.
They say,
oh, you sons of bitches.
You don't deserve all that. Give me some back.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Texas, it's the crown eating Marine motherfucking soldier himself. He likes to run in a sauna suit with duct tape on the crotch. I see him. Sergeant Wardog.
Psych ward gang.
Gang gang. And over here in my neck of the woods, down the road, just a smidget, he likes to play with wood and smooth it up real good and nice and make sure it's hard and polished. Today, even, he sold a few things, maybe. It's Joaquin Watai PTS Dog. It's JJ.
To the window, to the walls, till the sweat drips down my balls. Skeet, skeet, motherfucker.
Hey, what's up? Shit. What's that?
What's that?
Ah, oh, hell, man. I'm going to tell you what. It's been a fucking week, let me tell you. I hate that companies can monopolize areas of parts of states, even though we have laws in the country against monopolies. There's loopholes and goddamn them. Don't tell me it's capitalism, because that is not capitalism. That's motherfucking bullshit is what that is. That's what that is. That's bullshit. Bullshit. Bullshit, man. Anyway, hope you guys are all having a great Saturday evening. I've heard it's good in some parts of the country and some it's not. Huge shout out, as always, to our German listener who's been listening for an hour and some odd minutes. And of course, we cannot forget our very lovely, our personal Fed.
Fuck you, alphabet bitch.
One of these days they're going to get in there and it's going to be some chick that's like in college or something. I was just wanting to listen because my brother was in the military.
I'm offended. Oh my God.
Oh shit. You shout out to whoever's over in Washington State and over in Arizona. I'm guessing that's CV. I just got back over the chat when I got it. Every time it never fails. Last week, if you missed it here on Barracks Talk, we announced our winners for the big book giveaway. That podcast is now up. I'll get the video up when my internet is not fucking trash.
Bro, I really need to fucking mail you this package.
Yeah, I really need to get those from Carla too, and Oink for that matter.
It's literally, it's sitting right here, labeled and all. And yeah, I'm an idiot.
I'm a slacker here lately too. I haven't even. I actually have to ship on Monday.
So
I say I'm a slacker, but it's not really my fault when the fucking internet doesn't work. So I mean, you can't blame me for that. But yeah, I need to get those from you and Oink and Carla and. God damn, what a week. Speaking of week, how you guys doing this week? How was y'all's this week? Not today, the week.
Progressively warmer.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting to that point where I'm going to have to get up at 4 in the morning again and get all my work done before 10 or 11 in the morning because it's so fucking hot.
That's a goddamn truth.
I'm drinking a gallon of water a day again, but... You know, I mean, if you're gonna go out there and work in it, that's what you got to do.
Man, 10 o'clock is morning. God damn, you would have thought fucking we turned the oven on in this motherfucker.
It wasn't bad down here. I mean, it never got above 82 and we had a nice breeze all day. So it was pretty pleasant down here.
Well, you see, I'm not outside. I'm inside of a fucking room. I don't catch the breeze, bitch. Fucking jackass over here. We got a nice little breeze today.
Hey, you can roll out to your porch.
And do what? What the fuck do you want me to do out there?
Enjoy the breeze, bitch.
Yeah, no. No. If it ain't worth it, it ain't worth the hassle. Ain't worth all that fucking shit. Mike, how's your week been, man?
Oh, you know, typical week, work. And then get sick and stay home for a couple of days and then, you know, rest up and we're feeling good, you know, back at it. No overtime. So
no OT. Well, I guess that's good and bad, depending on you how you look at it.
Yeah, I think it's got to the point in the season where everybody kind of has worked as much as they can, you know, want to. So the 4-day weekend we got because the Juneteenth is coming up is well needed, if you know what I'm saying. So we'll take it.
Almost asked what that was. And I was like, oh, never mind. I can't keep up with all these damn holidays, man. I'm sorry. I can't even keep up with birthdays.
That's racist.
Dude, I can't even keep up with birthdays. I almost forgot Mother's Day this year. Definitely fucking forgot the bunny thing, the Easter thing. Dude, I'm bad. I almost forgot my own birthday this year. That's how bad my head is, man.
Tomorrow's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, all you motherfuckers.
Yeah, tomorrow is June 18th. If you're a dad, happy Father's Day. If you're a kid who has a father, call your dad up. If you can go out and do something with him, do something with him. Don't just get a power tool or a beer. Actually do something with him. Make him feel good. Let him know, you know, you love him, how much he means to you. And what you would do for your mom on Mother's Day, do for your dad, except in a manly way. That's basically how that works.
So a bouquet of beers.
A bouquet of beers. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Is it beers or beer? It's always the
burrs.
Question.
It's burrs.
Burrs.
Burr.
America.
This is what you do. You get a nice fifth of bourbon in the middle, and then you get the nice expensive burrs, and then you put it around them. And then you put a nice little bow tie on it. And you say, hey, Dad, got you something.
It's a bouquet.
It's a bouquet.
I would be confused with a burqa.
I would straight up be that guy that done that if I didn't have a sperm donor. But but seriously, go have some fun with your dads. And if you can, call them up. If you can hang out with them, hang out with them. Excuse me. War Dog, how's your week been, brother?
Been okay, man. No doctor's appointments or anything like that. But I've been filming at an auto body shop here in Texas. And I'm going to start to handle their social media. So I got a lot of footage in this week working on cars and cars that are being restored from the 30s and 50s, et cetera.
Nice. I like that, man. I'm damn proud of you. I know I said that in the pre-show, and I wasn't that enthusiastic about it because it's been a fucking week and this heat has drugged the shit out of me. But nah, man, I'm damn proud of you. I know you've come a long way and we all have our trials and tribulations, right? And then life throws shit at us and then whatever's going on. But to see where you were and to see where you're at and see where you're going, I'm damn proud of you, brother. I hope you know that. Hello?
We lost him.
You still there, Ward?
The shrooms just kicked in.
The shrooms just kicked in, he said. Did we actually lose War Dog?
Mm-hmm. What happened?
You didn't hear anything we said, did you?
Not for a short second.
I don't even know what the last thing you heard was, so I don't know where to start.
That's like over here having flashbacks of when I fell asleep. What the hell?
Dude, I straight up thought my internet just shit on me because nobody would say no breathing, no dogs, no nothing. And then you must have fell asleep. I was just saying I'm damn proud of you, brother, and to see where you were and to see where you're going. I'm truthfully and honestly proud to see what you've accomplished so far and can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Right on, bro. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
I definitely mean it because I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. It's not just to give you those feel goods. I do mean it. We a family here. We're all brothers. Damn, love you, brother. Right. Shit. I don't know, man. It's been a week. Like I said, internet was trash because the company here sucks. Hey, we got somebody listening over in the Netherlands. Well, welcome to DV Radio. Why the fuck you're listening to us? We don't know, but it's going to be around.
Talking about how the heat affects our nether regions.
I'm going to tell you, I had some swampy balls today. Big
Amsterdam connection.
Amsterdam connection. I had some big salty sweaty balls. Sweaty. Oh me. Anybody heard from Fester? Miss Fester? Because I don't see her on tonight.
She's doing pretty good.
Good.
I think she's doing pretty good.
Good. I'm guessing Mayhem and Miss Mayhem's doing their thing, probably rubbing each other down again this week. I am going to assume that. I think I asked War Dog during the pre-show and he said everything was good, but if you were out in Texas, I talked to Betsy Ross the other day and hopefully if you were out in Texas and you were anywhere near the tornadoes or any of the storm that came off of it, hopefully you're good and everything's okay. If you weren't, please ask for help. There's resources out there. I don't know your Texan resources, but I'm sure War Dog, and if you reach out to Betsy Ross and all them, I'm sure they can help you. I'm sure we can help you if we sit here and go, okay, we need to network. But yeah, I hope you're all doing good out there in Texas. And if you're not, do reach out and get some help and don't do it alone. Cause I know that shit's bad. I know that's some, I can't imagine how bad it got, but from what I heard, it wasn't pretty. So hope everybody's doing all right out yonder way. Out yonder way. Yeah. We'll say out yonder way. Anyway, DV Farm, we need your money. In all seriousness, we are still raising money for the DV Farm septic system. We need 25 grand. We've raised $1,203.22 since. So if you have helped us, we do appreciate it. Please share it. Spread the word. Let others know. If you know somebody up in that area that can help us out to redo the entire septic system and get it up to code, that's why it's going to cost us $25,000. Please let us know. Just reach out to myself or info@dvfarm.org. And that's why we can't do take in any vets right now. That's why we haven't taken any vets in. But as soon as we get all that done, hopefully we do it. We can get it done before the end of summer, because once winter hits, it'll go up in price because that fucking ground up there is a bitch. So if you can help us out, please help us out. That's dvfarm.org. Scroll down a little bit and click on the more info for the DV Farm septic system, or just email us if you can help us out or know anybody that can help us out, and spread the word. Yeah. Yep. Oh, we still got a lot of shit to sell at the DB Radio store, in case you were wondering.
New designs and shit, too.
Dude, so many designs. Veterans don't shoot blanks. That's one of my proudest play on words ever. I think I've done pretty good with that sperm tail on that bullet. What do you think?
Story of my life wrapped up in one shirt design right there, boys.
I showed one of my friends who's a vet. We went to AIT together, and she was like, "I like it, but I don't get it." And I was like, "Oh God, really?" So I had to explain it to her, and she went, "Oh shit, I'm definitely getting one." My mom comes in here, and I show it to her. I was like, "What do you think?" Because I always get her thoughts on, you know, changing anything before I show you guys, and then I'll do more changes. And dude, she rolled. She was like, "It's perfect." I was like, "Sweet." We got a lot of other shit over there too. We got sleeveless shirts. We got mugs. We got the skull caps, hats, stickers, cups, like little tin cups. I think we got water bottles. I call them water bottles. What the hell do you call those things? What do they call them these days?
Water bottles?
That's what I'm saying. We call them water bottles, but they call them something else. And I don't know what the fuck they call them. Some kind of, hold on a second, I'll tell you. Oh, it is water bottle. Okay. Well, that one is a water bottle. I seen it something else. Oh, tumblers. That's what I was thinking of. Those, whatever the fuck a tumbler is. I still not figured out what a tumbler. It's a fucking cop. It's a fucking cop, dude. What? Why do we call them shit that they aren't? I don't understand that. We even have a steel pint cup, like a stainless steel pint cup. And I haven't gotten one yet, but I need to get one just so I can be like, I got a stainless steel pint cup. You need to get you that veterans don't shoot blanks on it and just wear it everywhere.
I'm gonna have to.
For those that
send one to the kids, you know, Father's Day present to them.
If you don't get the joke, it's a two-way joke. Veterans don't shoot blanks, i.e. real bullets. And two, when you're having sex and you're a guy.
Are you seriously fucking explaining that right now?
There's going to be somebody that doesn't get the joke.
Of course.
There's going to be that one.
Which makes it funnier.
That's fine. But I want to make sure that they don't buy it for their kids and have them go to school.
That's better than calling the kids broken condoms.
I've thought about making something similar to that. But I don't know if we'll get banned from the store then. So I don't want to risk it. Like, I know I'm pushing the threshold as it is with some of the stuff we've got up there. I even made bent bullets. Like, bullets come in all sizes and shapes. Oh my God, the shafts are bent.
Bull does that to you. I'm just saying.
Dude, those bullets look more like a penis than anything I've seen in a long time. Holy shit. Anyway, go buy some shit from the DV Radio store on DVRadio.net. Just click on the DV Radio store tab. Have some fun. Let's see. What other updates or news do we need to get out that I'm not thinking of? Anybody know?
Oh, I got my new lathe up and running.
You want to explain that for the listeners?
Okay. So, we all know my original mentor, Bob. Bless his heart. Bob's in prison for the rest of his life because he's a moron.
You fucked up, Bob. Don't be like Bob.
Do not be like Bob. We love Bob. I miss Bob. But I'm still pissed at Bob because he should have taken his own advice and picked up his phone instead of picking up his 45.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Mark Soleil is another mentor, and through him, I have learned the technique of wood slicing. Mark is a Vietnam veteran, and Mark likes to help out other veterans who wood turn. And I've been talking about needing a larger lathe for a while. And Mark, through his connections and experience in the wood turning world, found a vintage Rockwell Delta lathe. It's still got a 12-inch swing, but it's got a 4-foot-long bed, which means I can turn walking sticks and canes in one piece. And, you know, chair, like the backs of chairs and legs and stools and all of that. I just don't have that much reach on my original lathe, my Laguna. So, He brought it and delivered it 2 weeks ago tomorrow, which was funny in itself because I got a phone call at 7 a.m. I'm in Kannapolis. I'll be there in an hour. And I immediately, of course, went out, you know, finished squaring away the shop and opening doors and moving equipment and everything so we could get to new lathe in. Well, it just he got caught in a rainstorm, and iron beds like that, cast iron beds like that, rust immediately the second they get wet. So there was some surface rust, which not a big deal, not a complaint at all. It got caught in the rain. That shit happens. So I had to clean up the rust. I had to build a little stand. The lathe was 5.5 inches lower when sitting on the ground than it needed to be for me to be able to turn safely. So a Marine veteran buddy of mine came over and helped me get it up onto a stand that I built that lifted it up to the right height. And so it had its maiden voyage. And the wonderful lady named Jeanette Bean, who donated the lathe to me, said she wanted a shoehorn in return. And she even sent me the kit. So I turned a shoehorn out of a wood called Chacte Viga on the lathe, and there's a video on the YouTube channel. And we kind of dialed it in, started learning about its quirks. I figured out that the first, it has a, sometime probably in the 90s or early 2000s, it was altered, and a variable frequency drive was put on, an electronic drive that has a rheostat and allows for variable speed. You can speed it up, slow it down, and reverse it. It still has the original motor. The tail stock is original. However, the banjo, which is what holds the tool rest, I believe is older because it is hand lapped. And what that means is they used a stone to flatten the bed of that tail, of that banjo, it's called, that holds the tool rest. And the tool markings are different from a hand-lapped iron surface than a machine-lapped surface. And you can tell that the banjo is hand-lapped, which makes it older than the rest of the lathe. So it's a you know, rescued from something older because that banjo broke or something. So it's really got some unique features to it. And it's got, because it's vintage and it's older, it does have some challenges to it. So I had a lot of fun getting it cleaned up, bedways waxed, you know, all the cast iron surfaces cleaned and waxed, and then just breaking it in and using it. I'm going to tell you what, it's a great machine. It is fantastic. And once I figured out what was making it rattle, It runs smooth as silk. It is nice. So I have a nice big chunk of an unknown African wood that my buddy Nate from Shock's Functional Art brought me back from Florida to make into a walking stick, which is a really good thing because I got some more news this week. I had an MRI last week, got the results along with a referral to a spinal surgeon in Greensboro because everything I've been telling them about my lower back is correct. And I've got some impingement going on that is causing nerve issues in the right leg.
Sciatica?
No, not sciatica.
Oh, no?
No, it's arthrosis and spondylosis. And it's impinging on not on the spinal column itself, but on the nerve branch that comes down the right side to for my right leg. So right now, first of all, the thing that made me say, Doc, we need to do something about this, my knees have clicked when I walk for years. Injections help, and I'm due for another set of injections here in a month or two. However, my back has begun to click when I walk, meaning we've got bone on bone with little or no disc in between. So I've got to do something about that, because if I don't, I'll end up in a wheelchair sooner rather than later. So they're trying to get my records from surgery in Denver 13 years ago. Like, I'd carry that shit around. And then the surgeon will sit down, talk to me, and we'll discuss surgical versus non-surgical. And I know what the answer is. Bottom line is I'm going to have another fusion. I know that. I'm just dreading that shit. So, yeah.
I got one myself, so I understand. I got four.
Yeah, I mean, I've already got one fusion. I don't want more. But I also, again, don't want to end up in a wheelchair. So, nothing wrong with it, Bo. But the robust Scout lathe, which is actually designed with a stand that you can swing the legs out and it tilts down and forward, specifically so that people who are wheelchair bound can use it, that costs $8,000. So I'm not ready to be in a chair yet.
Well, yeah, I'm joking. No, I get it. I definitely shit. Even with that hobby table I've got, I have my issues with it at times. Like, it's like, goddamn, it's not easy, being chair bound. It's not. So I get it.
Yeah.
I ain't hating shit. If you can stay away from it, stay away from it. Speaking of surgeries, though, you know, back in 2020, Ozzy Osbourne had some neck surgery done because he had no fluid on one side of his spine. And they were like, you're going to be paralyzed in a couple of months if you don't get this done. And so they went in there and they done some surgery and all. They're like, it wasn't as bad as what we thought. And, turns out they ended up paralyzing them themselves. If you can believe that. And,
well, that's the other thing I'm worried about.
Yeah. So
he's always a risk.
He has been telling, you know, everybody he can get a second, third, fourth opinion. And I'm like, that's why you get second, third, and fourth opinions, especially with your back, because your back is everything, right? If it ain't nothing to do with your brain, it's your back. And those are the two main things outside of your heart that makes everything go. I mean, once one of those is done, I mean, you might as well just check the fuck out. I mean, not in the way some of you motherfuckers are thinking. So don't even fucking say I said that.
And check out, baby.
But, I mean, it's true. I mean, shit. And I know JJ will probably do what he's got to do, but anybody listening, if you got one doctor is like, you need back or neck surgery, go get a second, third, fourth opinion before you say, yes, let's do it. I mean,
yeah,
there's so many.
No, I've made it clear that surgery's not my first. I'm not running straight at it saying, give me surgery. However, I'm not taking that off the table.
Right. Yeah.
Because the bottom line is something is very wrong.
That
and we've got to do something to help it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's so many advances in medical science that come to the back and spine from where we were 15 years ago. I mean, shit, 15 years ago, if you got neck surgery, you were basically done. You couldn't do 99% of the shit anybody does. Whereas today, probably 25% of shit people does, you can't do, right? So,
yeah,
it's,
well, I look at it this way, and they can't, well, do you want pain management? No, do not give me fucking narcotics.
Nope.
I would rather suffer.
Yep.
But for years now, I don't wake up in the morning because I've slept enough. I wake up because it hurts too much to lay in the bed anymore.
Yep.
I wake up because I'm in pain. And I've been telling the doctors for a long time, look, they should have done more when they did have me open. I mean, honestly, if they had fused me up to L4 or really at this point L3, because I crushed the discs from L3 down, mm-hmm. if they had fused me all the way up, I probably wouldn't be having these issues right now.
Right.
But at the same time, my surgeon was very conservative. And I can really appreciate that he wasn't all gung-ho. Ah, let's just go in and cut you open. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I appreciate that he took a conservative approach. However, he also said, you probably need another fusion in 10 or 15 years. And we're there. And it's been 13 fucking years. So, yeah, right. We're there.
I get it. I mean, if that's the best, obviously, avenue to take, obviously, you really don't have too much of a choice, but anybody listening, like we said, consult and consult some more. Cause I know too many people that's had various types of back issues with back surgeries, and either it does nothing, it makes things work. It's such a gamble to work on.
Look, after the last 3 years and what we've gone through and what we're learning now about the bullshit that the medical establishment put us through, I'm going to take anything a doctor says with a lot of salt, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do some research and I'm going to do some talking. Spine surgeons didn't try to stick us with the jab, but at the same point in time, they were probably pushing to wear a mask and get the hokey pokey. So, you know,
well, I had a doctor tell me a fucking biologic wasn't killing me. And then when I stopped using it, I was fine. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Doctors make mistakes too.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, like I said, I've been telling the VA for years, look, there's a problem. There's a problem. There's something wrong. I finally just went to the doctor and said, I need a referral to orthospinal. And he said, why? And I explained, now I'm clicking when I walk. And he said, let's get you an MRI. And the MRI results came back. And literally, I got the call, or I got the letter with the referral to the spinal surgeon before I got the results of the MRI. And in the note with the results from the MRI, the doctor said, I'm referring you to the spinal surgeon out in community care, which indicates to me that in his opinion, most likely surgical intervention is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So we shall see. They're, like I said, they don't want to do anything until the doc can look at my previous surgery. So I'm hoping that the spinal center at the Anschutz Pavilion of University of Denver in Colorado has their shit together and still has my records. Because I fucking don't.
It sounds like my mom when she went to the doctor the other day. She went to the doctor and there was like, we need to get your records from blah, blah, blah. And they're like, how long ago has it been? My mom was like, and they were like, well,
Reagan's president. I don't know.
they looked up her name for what she was then, what her name was then. And they came up with like 800 and some results. And they're like, are you sure that was your name? She's like, yeah. And then the doctor was like, well, they don't keep them. Like they didn't keep them then like they do now. And I told her that even for our stuff, more than 10 years, and it's probably not on record unless it was kept in a certain department or whatever. So
the only thing I can hope is because that hospital is a teaching hospital, that the records are there, because the person who actually did the surgery under direct physical supervision of one of the best surgeons, spinal surgeons in the country at the time, was an intern.
It's possible. And
so I'm hoping that they do have the records because of that.
It is possible. It's very possible. That's why we tell you motherfuckers that's listening, get copies upon copies upon copies of everything and put them in a safe place where you know where they're at, so you can go get them.
See, I had copies. I also have an ex-wife who made sure that I lost everything.
Let your damn ex-wife or husband have fucking control, motherfucker.
Well, at the time, I was on all those drugs that the VA likes to throw at your ass. I was a fucking zombie.
Not a zombie cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
She saw me coming from
miles away, and she knew that I had PTSD, and she knew she could get them to put me on that zombie cocktail. And sure enough.
I was talking to a close friend last night, and they're actually in med school, and we were talking, and I was like, yeah, you wouldn't have liked me back a few years ago when I first started with DV. And they were like, why? I was like, well, this is why. And I told them all the shit I was on. And they was like, what? I was like, yeah, enough to kill a fucking elephant and its baby.
Yeah. And it was the male. It was the dad, and the baby still died.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, it was probably when I went cold turkey, which is the dumbest shit to ever fucking don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be like us. I went cold turkey too. Not a good idea.
That first 3 weeks, God, dude, other than, you know, nearly dying a few times, that's probably the worst 3 weeks in my entire life.
Yep. Going cold turkey off the zombie cocktail nearly killed me too. Don't do it. Yes. Tell your doctor, I need to get off of all these meds. It's not working, and do it safely.
Yep. Do it under supervision. Yep. Take,
you're supposed to titer that. You're supposed to slowly wean down off that. You don't just stop benzos.
Yeah.
That will put you on death's door. I nearly died when I stopped.
And see, I was on fentanyl patches, both oxys, morphine. Two types of muscle relaxers, and I was taking
the Flexeril, man. Oh,
I was taking so much a day, dude. Like, my breakfast was like a muscle relaxer, two oxys, and a monster, and a muscle. The other thing, like I said, muscle relaxer.
Well, and then there's like, you know, PTSD drugs, the fucking antipsychotics, and then the fucking antidepressants to counteract the antipsychotics. Yeah, no.
And if you're one of those that is drinking with that, I'm going to tell you right now, you need to go and check yourself in somewhere. Don't fucking just stop drinking. As great as that sounds, excuse me, you can't stop drinking. You can't just stop. It will kill you. It literally will kill you. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And then you're taking all those fucking meds on top of that. Yeah, I'm sorry we getting all depressive, but it's more of a PSA than anything.
Yeah, it was really more of a warning. Look, don't do it like us. We did it the dumb way. Don't fucking do it.
And we didn't have people to tell us not to do it. That's the thing, right?
No, yeah, that's just it. We speaking with the voice of experience. We didn't have that.
Yeah,
I didn't have a veteran on a radio show going, oh, man, don't do it that way. Talk to your doctor. I didn't have that.
Well, not only that, you know, I think our generations grew up with a, you need to stop this shit or else. And that was our way of thinking, right? And we weren't, even though we had the medical knowledge, we didn't care about the medical knowledge, right? Like, we didn't give a fuck. We just wanted to get out of that. Whatever that is, we wanted to get the fuck away from it. And luckily it didn't kill us or fuck us over for eternity, but.
I wonder how many veterans were either counted or not counted as suicides, but how many of them decided, hey, all these drugs aren't doing anything for me. I'm going to stop them, and it killed them.
That's the thing, too, right?
Yeah, like, I wonder.
Because it can
be deadly. It can stop your heart. It can do all kinds of fucked up shit to you.
Well, not only that, talking about the suicides and that type of death, where are the suicides? Where are the ones that are classified as suicides that weren't, but they were doing exactly what they were told to do with these meds?
Now, let me say something. Let me give you a caveat. We need to make this caveat. Listen, for some people, medication absolutely does help. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody, just like not taking medication is not for everybody.
100%.
But here's the thing that I want you to realize is they are supposed to, by law, when you go to the pharmacy, remember that booklet they give you about the meds they're giving you? It's all the rundown. It's essentially a material safety data sheet. It tells you all the side effects of that medication. There's a black box that tells you the things that medication can do to you that could harm you. And you need to, when you go down to the pharmacist, doctors may be familiar with this, but it's not their job. The pharmacist has the job of understanding all those warnings, those black box warnings, and being able to tell you, yeah, this. So think about it like Zoloft. Mm-hmm. Zoloft is a big one that they give to veterans with PTSD. One of the side effects of Zoloft is suicidal ideation. Yep. So why are you fucking giving me this medicine to stop me from being suicidal? But one of the side effects is suicidal ideation.
Well, then they give you a pill to counteract that, right?
Yeah, they give you another drug to counteract that. But that has side effects.
Yeah.
The problem with the zombie cocktail is half the drugs they give you to address these symptoms cause these symptoms. And the other half of the drugs they give you are to counteract those secondary symptoms.
Yeah, that's my thing. That's what I've always wondered. Like, well, so-and-so overdosed because they took this, that, and the other. And I'm like, but did they overdose or were they doing what they were told to do?
Yeah, was it what was prescribed to them? Yeah,
exactly. I mean,
that's the problem.
And
another thing to remember too, and this is why I also tell veterans, you need to understand your own healthcare. Mm-hmm. You need to understand what's going on with your body because, and I've had this happen, you go to the VA and it's not all the doctors, it's not all the people that treat you, but you need to remember that unless you're one of the first three or four appointments of the day, by the time you're at an appointment at 2:30 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. that physician or physician's assistant or licensed nurse practitioner has already seen between 10 and 30 mm-hmm. veterans.
Yep.
They don't have time to go through and look at your record in depth. That's why they have all these computer programs that put all your information in when you answer questions and stuff. And they say, well, I'm going to prescribe you this. And they put it in. And if an interaction or an allergy is in the system, it'll flag it and say, oh, you can't take that. But you need to know, oh, I'm allergic to this. It does this to me. I'm allergic to that. It makes this happen. You need to know that because the computer system doesn't always catch it. The docs don't always have the time to be as thorough as they should be. And it's not always because it's not that they're lazy or untrained. It's that they have pressure from the fucking bureaucrats to crank out X amount of appointments a day. And it's unreasonable.
Yeah.
In a realistic sense, how many people they're supposed to, like, I've had more than one excellent nurse practitioner say, well, I'm only supposed to give you 30 minutes, but yeah. And spend an hour with me.
And it's not just the VA. Civilian doctors are overworked too. I'm going to tell you right now. Yeah. Like it's after veterans and Leos, the medical field is at that top bracket of suicides in America. Yep. So
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Speaking of fucking around and finding out, because that's what we doing, right? We fucking around and finding out as veterans. And there's no better way to segue to people fucking around and finding out than this right here. So with that, I haven't got an intro made yet because shitty ass internet this week. Sergeant Wardog, it's your time for FAFO.
Oh, yeah. F-A-F-O. Fuck around. Find out. This is a new segment on the Barracks Talk podcast that highlights veteran violence in which veterans had to teach civilians a lesson. Salute. All right. Our very first story within this segment. We're only going to do one tonight. This involves a retired Air Force veteran in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is a story from back in December 23rd of 2019. The title is Clerk Fatally Shoots Robbery Suspect at Bay Point Market. A military veteran working as a clerk at a Bay Point Market fatally shot an armed suspect late Sunday night after being pistol whipped in a violent attack caught on camera. Mark Kasperwick was working behind the counter at Cam's Market around 11 p.m. when two masked suspects entered the business. One suspect went to the back of the market and held an employee at gunpoint, while the other suspect, armed with a semi-automatic handgun, went behind the counter, pistol-whipped Kasperwick, and started pulling cash out of a register. At first, I thought it was a joke, Kasperwick said. 2 seconds later, I realized it was real. He pushed me to the ground, to my knees, and everything. When Kasperwick reached for a gun in the drawer next to the register, the suspect attacked him again, and the two struggled over the gun. As they wrestled on the ground, the suspect's gun went off. The suspect immediately took off running, and Kasperwick opened fire. I just looked around, and he was running. And just by instinct, I let go a shot, Kasperwick said. I managed to squeeze off one round, and apparently after the fact, I found out that I actually hit him. Both suspects managed to run out of the market, but the suspect who attacked Kasperwick died in the parking lot outside the store, according to the store owner. The other suspect got away. Kasperwick is an Air Force veteran with 2 decades in private security. He said his military training and experience as a security guard kicked in when he was attacked. There we go. Our very first version of F-A-F-O, fuck around with a veteran and find out what your ass is in for. Salute, people.
I would tell you what, man. If you are in such a bad position that you got to go rob somewhere, you deserve to fuck around, find out. Like, I mean,
nope. Shit. I've got a buddy, a veteran buddy. I think unfortunately we've lost him, but he was actually stationed at J-Bear and walked in on a armed robbery at a gas station in Spinard and pulled his pistol. And in the ensuing gunfight, he got shot in the leg and lost his leg. And then homeboy moved to Florida and got a job as a security guard and got shot again.
God damn.
Yeah. And again, I don't know that he's still with us because couple of catastrophic gunshots like that. But yeah, he wasn't afraid to step up and say, not on my watch. And unfortunately, apparently he's more of a sponge
than a shield. And just so people knows, we're not advocating for violence. That's the last thing we want to do. However,
the hell we're not.
If you are in a position where it's you or them, I'd much rather you go to jail for a few days because you defended yourself than end up in a fucking 6-foot hole.
It's better be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Exactly. Amen. Exactly. 100%. And it's don't just go for veterans. I've seen, you know, a lot of civilians. Hell, what was it last year? 70 some year old store clerk got run up on in his fucking store and he laid those motherfuckers out and he went to jail for like 2 weeks. And they were like, yeah, he defended himself. Nothing else that can be said. If you're in the right, obviously, we implore you to protect yourselves and others around you.
Don't go pick that fight, yeah, but walk away from that fight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But in this instance, two motherfuckers fucked around and found out. And it just so happened to be a veteran that they fucked around with and found out.
He done showed him.
I'm going to tell you what, I don't care how old you get as a veteran, that muscle memory never fucking leaves, dude, whether it's mentally or physically.
We know how to hit the ground and we know how to return fire.
Right? Somebody will ask me something and it just like, it's like fucking clockwork. I just spurt it out and they're like, what? I was like, yeah, what? And then it hits you. You shouldn't know that as a regular person, right? and then you're questioning everything you've ever done in life. But yeah, fuck around and find out. If you got any stories for fuck around and find out, we would like to see where the veteran is the hero. But if it's anybody else, please send them in. Sergeant War Dog, where do you want them to send these articles in, to us or you, or where do you want them to send them to?
No, we can go ahead and send them to the DV Radio info at
DVRadio.net.
Yes. That part.
One too many mushrooms tonight.
Ooh, I haven't explored that dimension in a while.
Oh, snap. You're giving him ideas now, Bo.
Right. I'm going to tell you what, it's coming up on that time. I'm so glad we got to do the show tonight because I legitimately was worried all week that we wouldn't get the show out, the podcast out. And here we are. We were able to do it. Hopefully we have contingency plans in the future, but, anyway, it's about that time for us to end the show. So without further ado, let's do last thoughts and, we'll start with JJ.
Keep it between centers, be safe, be excellent. If you do something, be the best at what you do that you can be, whatever it is.
Oh, JJ, just in case somebody is around or they live in that area, you've got a show next week?
Yeah, I will be at the Summer Solstice Celebration at the Arboretum in Greensboro. Apparently that's from 1 to 10 p.m., which means I'm not going to get home until almost midnight. I'm old, so I'm going to have to like take 3 naps Saturday morning. That shit might kill me. Y'all may never hear from me again.
So if you're
hanging with the youngsters,
if you're in Greensboro, North Carolina, or in the surrounding area, and you can make it over there on June 24th, stop by, say hey to JJ, and go and have some fun over there because I'm sure that'll be packed.
I think it's going to be quite the event. Yeah, it should be pretty cool. I'll be working with my buddy Nate from Shocks Functional Art, and it's always a good time when I'm hanging out with Nate.
Nice. War Dog. Last thoughts for our brothers and sisters listening to tonight or on podcast.
Yeah, you knew it was coming. Psych Ward gang. Gang, gang. Yeah. Hey, as always, we refer to the Psych Ward gang because we are representing mental health in the military community. That said, if you run into any mental health crisis, do not be ashamed nor afraid to use the digits 988 and press option 1. Okay. I've had to do this myself. There is no shame in it. It could save your life. Again, use the digits 988, press option 1. Salute. Have a good week.
Speaking of Psych Ward gang. I know I ran it too close together. Over on the DV Radio store, we have Sergeant War Dog merchandise that goes towards Sergeant War Dog's
Camp Doghouse.
Oh, I don't know why I always forget that. As well as Your Life Matters bumper stickers and t-shirts, which goes to Change Unchained. So head over there and support those if you can, as well as the DV Farm and DV Against DV, which DV Against DV merch also goes to Change Unchained. And for other resources outside of 988, you can go over to dysfunctionalveterans.com. You can scroll all the way down to the bottom. There is parental control apps from Change Unchained, as well as vet resources. At the top of the menu page, just click on vet resources. And there are some very amazing veteran resources there for you, from Jaeger Foundation to the DAV. And we will be adding some in the very near future. Oink, brother, last thoughts for our brothers and sisters listening on tonight and on podcast.
Hey, as always, folks, if you need to reach out and talk to somebody, like, you know, War Dog has already mentioned, don't be ashamed. There's no shame in it whatsoever. Every strong person needs somebody else to talk to every once in a while. And if you need somebody to talk to, head over to Objective Zero, where they have Pathfinders. That's their peer support group that is your fellow brothers and sisters that are possibly retired, still on active duty. You don't know until you look them up. And you can look them up by their MOS, or by, if you're a female and want to talk to another female, you can do that as well. If you want to look in your home state, you can search by going to your home state, or if you want somebody right now that's in that local area to help you, there's somebody there as well. So, hey, head over to Objective Zero, check them out, download the free app for your Android or iOS device. It costs you nothing, and it's chock full of resources that can help you, or, hey, a possible brother and sister needs it as well. So, again, objectivezero.org, check them out.
And also, if you do not want to use a mobile device, they do have the Objective Zero app on desktop in the browser, so you can use that. Speaking of other podcasts and things like that, on dvradio.net, at the top of the menu down there on the second row, it says other podcasts. Just click on that and you can find some other podcasts like MBR Radio, Liberty Risk Podcast, as well as Sergeant Wardog and our boys from Wearoink.
Purple Heart Homes, putting the pieces back together.
Yes.
There's live every Tuesday morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning my time. So I catch them in the winter. It's hard to catch them during the summer, that's for sure.
And hopefully we can start getting their shows over here on DV Radio. So you all can listen to that on DV Radio as well. We will add some in the very near future, but right now that is a starting point if you want to hear other podcasts besides ours.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, sir. As always, go ahead.
Let's not forget about the fathers tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. 100%. I know they're overlooked. I know that. And, I think it's sad. I really do. So please do for your dads as you would for your moms. Call them up, go see them, hang out with them, do something for them. If you have a father to do that for, or a father figure that you look up to, please do that. I'm begging you to do that, because I got a sperm donor, so I don't get to do that. I want you all to, if you can. And I know some of you can do that. But like I said, if you've got a father figure that you look up to and you can do something for, even if it's just call them and say, I love you and thank you for being there, do it, please. That's the least you can do. It'll definitely mean more to them than you'll ever realize. Just because they're men don't mean they don't get emotional and they ain't hurt when you don't call them or do something for them. I can tell you that right now. Anything else that we need to get out of the here before we close up shop, guys?
I just want to say, if their father who survived the war and was lucky enough to be able to become a father afterwards, please cherish tomorrow. Salute.
Absolutely. JJ Oink, anything else?
Hey, just about any man can be a father, but it takes somebody special to be called a dad. So if you have a dad out there, by all means, call him tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I got nothing else. You guys good?
Good to go.
All right.
Roll out.
Thank you all for listening in tonight live. Hopefully we can get this up by Monday if the internet doesn't shit on me. We love each and every one of you. Thank you for supporting us. Don't forget DV Radio Store at dvradio.net, dvfarm.org. Go help us get that money for septic system. For Sergeant Wardog, JJ, and Oink, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard Barrick Sark here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Happy Father's Day. And until next week, fuck sickles. Bye-bye.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.